This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us in class today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Finelli. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vincent. You make me laugh. Good morning.
Well, Rick, I wanted to start with an article that I read, but I can't, because now I'm looking. Well, the article is have we already passed peak oil and world peak coal? I can't read the article because there's a commercial, an advertisement that is covering up 70% of the screen. I can only read one line at a time. Rick, I'm walking around angry at everything I look at is in my way. Everything I see is becoming a problem for me. It didn't used to be. It's not like I'm looking for problems. I would just like to go my merry way and be left alone. But I can't. I'm at Zero Hedge, and I've got this 20% off all Blink XT cameras and systems, whatever they happen to be. I don't know. But I've got that on my screen, and I can't read the article because 15% of the article of the page says Zero Hedge. That's all it says. And then a small amount is for reading the article, and then there's this big advertisement plastered right on top, and there's no X to click. Okay, so what do we do in these cases? Do you have a thought? What do we do when?
Well, when I was a kid, there was a cartoon in the Sunday papers every morning said they do it to you every time, and that's what I'm reminded of. These issues that are, you know, global, and advertising is starting to get to be creepy in everything I do, even my email. It's just everywhere you turn, there's an advertisement.
So here's what I did. I just clicked, you know, in the upper right-hand corner of the ad, where the ad, where you'd have that spot that says you could click this X and get rid of that ad. Well, there's no X there. So I clicked that spot. And it takes me to Amazon before I could buy this Blink camera thing. However, when Amazon came up, it has an ad in the middle of Amazon, which is taking 25% of the real estate of the screen, that says, Amazon Smile. All this money has been donated to a charity so far. Want to donate to your favorite charity at no cost to you? Wait a minute. Want to donate to your favorite charity at no cost to you? See, that's the kind of thing that angers me for several reasons. Number one, I got an ad. If I wanted to look at this Amazon page to buy this Blink camera, which I never would do because they are in my way, blocking what I'm trying to read. So Blink is not as crossed off my list. I certainly wouldn't buy from them. But now Amazon has got an ad. I can't even look at the Blink page because Amazon has an ad saying that I can donate to my favorite charity at no cost to me. Now, how can I donate at no cost to me? How's that possible? How can you donate and have it not be a cost? I think what they mean is they won't charge me extra for the donation, right? But that's not what it says. It says, want Amazon to donate to your favorite charity at no cost to you. And then you can pick a charity. Or you can say no thanks. Or you can click the X. So now I click that X to get rid of that. Then I have to get rid of the Amazon thing. And now I can't read the article from Zero Hedge that talks about have we reached peak oil. And that's really the question. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, do you think there is such a thing as peak oil, and have we reached it?
I'm not sure what you're asking me.
Well, the question is there, when I was going to school, I learned that, or I was taught, that all these dinosaurs died in a pile, and under pressure and heat, those dinosaurs were squeezed into oil. And then we now pump that oil out of under the ground where the dinosaurs used to live. And so there are these little puddles of oil under the earth, which is, you know, former dinosaurs, you know, and plants, you know, and things that lived. Is that true or not?
I have no idea. I think that it's black goo mutating into... it's hard to know what any of this means anymore. The commercial part feels to me like the Valley of the Shadow of Death. It's in a supermarket, anywhere you go, and the disinformation is such that even I can't figure it out anymore. What about our cold that's going on right now, the weather? Have any of you, have you experienced anything like this before? I have lived in serious weather.
You're talking about these violent temperature swings, these massive dumps of snow?
Well, look at what's happening in Northern California. My girlfriend's parents were flying out, and all the airports got closed because of snow. How does that work?
Well, it seems like it comes on us really fast, and it seems like it's more massive than it ever was. I remember snow when I was growing up in the 50s and 60s. Sure, we had snow. I remember walking in snow. I remember, shoveling the driveway, the path to the driveway from the door. I remember that. But it's not like this. It's not like it's paralyzing. Or it wasn't paralyzing like it is now, and people behave differently. For example, when it snowed, they would already have provisions. They wouldn't say, oh, no, it's going to snow. Let's go buy the things that we should have bought before. You know, they didn't do that. They were more prepared. They were more conscientious. Today, and that was one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today, was this lifestyle that we have, this 24/7 lifestyle. For example, I believe we have sciences. We have the biological sciences, the chemical sciences, the electrical sciences, and the mechanical sciences. But if you look at the human body is biological, chemical, electrical, and mechanical. It's all those things. And then you have this 24/7 lifestyle that we want to have. Well, not some people want to have, not me. I don't really care about that. I'm okay with work during the day and sleep at night. I'm okay with that. I think that's the way it should be. But the point I'm trying to make is we live 24/7. We want to be able to go to that 7-Eleven 24 hours a day, or Walmart, or whatever the place is. We want to buy what we want to buy when we want to buy it. And we want to have that, we want to satisfy that greed that we have. So because we want 24/7, that means that we need streetlights. So we can see where we're going 24 hours a day. We need to have buildings that are open 24 hours a day. So now what we've done is we've illuminated the earth if it's not the sun illuminating the earth, we're doing it. So there's light 24 hours a day. Now we're confusing ourselves because our biology isn't made to run 24 hours a day, is it? Are we supposed to sleep? Are we supposed to have darkness and sleep? Aren't the plants supposed to have a rest time? I know grass is. Grass is supposed to rest. And if it doesn't rest, it doesn't do very well. It doesn't thrive. So aren't we diminishing our ability to grow food because we've got lights on all the time on planet Earth? Is that correct or incorrect, Rick?
Well, that's biorhythms in the body. You know, we have different cycles that make our body function properly. When we go to the bathroom, when we go to sleep, when we wake up. It used to be based on light. That was what one of the functions of the pineal gland was to regulate the body for seasonal changes. Once we started using artificial light, the body got confused and the pineal gland atrophied. It's no longer functioning. And one of its functions was to generate nerve tissue in the neural cavity rather than glial cell. This immediately sets up a life limitation in terms of nerve tissue. For example, biorhythms.
Okay. So how are we going to be at our optimal best? How are we going to be
inventive? Each of us is different. Yeah, we function differently. We you get to know your regulation. Being regular is probably where you will find most optimum health. Staying up at night, we're now realizing that sleep deprivation is not healthy. It has a function, but it's not healthy. I'm realizing now that the more regular that I am, the happier I am. It has to do with things functioning correctly in your body. And there are several different kinds of circuits. These are, you know, with emotional circuits. And sometimes they run in different cycles so that they go in and out of sync with each other. And that's why noticing these kinds of things, keeping a diary or a journal, is often a way to find optimum health.
So when we look at people and we look at microwave ovens and we look at, wow, people are mostly water. And I believe children have even more water as a percentage than the aged. If that's the case, and microwaves seem to work best if you want to heat something in your microwave oven, the more water content it has, the better it heats up. Let's talk about that in a minute. And how does that relate to children?
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey has produced very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And we're talking about microwave frequencies. Back to light for just a minute. So, Rick, and I've noticed that there are fewer bugs in cities than there are in the countryside. You know, kind of like where I live. Not that there are a lot of bugs anymore. I think we've killed them, a lot of them off as well. But I think that there's a relationship between the amount of light and the amount of bugs. I think that there's a possibility that bugs are confused. You know, except the ones like roaches, they live in the dark. But, you know, I'm talking about bugs that fly around. I think they're confused. I think our plants are confused. I think people are confused because of the light. Not just one part of the equation, but is that possible?
Yeah.
I lost my mind.
No. CB, you know, there's the sun right now is issuing a different kind of light, and it's having an effect on insects on the ground that will proliferate up into higher life forms shortly. You know, bees, for example, with the towers, the 5G towers and other kinds of bandwidths that are being used, bumblebees use that as a way of travel. And when you change the EM EM spectrum, it's going to confuse the bee. In fact, that's what the studies are now showing. The thing, it's not about GMOs and killing off bees. They're getting confused because of the radio frequencies, the bandwidths that they would normally use to sight themselves and where they are and where they're going.
Navigation.
I have a friend in Seattle now that is using shungite. He's actually coating his beehives with shungite, and the honey is different. Now, I don't know where this is all going to go, but it's very interesting.
Okay, what about making a Faraday cage for the bees? You know, give them a way in and a way out.
Yeah, that's essentially what he's doing, trying to give some partial shielding to the bee from these unnatural bandwidths that are reaching the surface of the earth. That's what our atmosphere was primarily about in the first place, was to screen that, give us some kind of protection. And now that we are bringing those bandwidths right down to the surface to use them for convenience and things like cell phones, it's going to have a havoc on everything.
Okay, so cell phones, as I look at cell phones, I think of a device that just says, I'm greedy. I want it now. I'm sorry to say that, but it seems that that's what it is. Because people who have cell phones used to come to my house, and they would sit at the kitchen table, and they would take out their cell phone. They had it with them everywhere they were. Everywhere they went, they had their cell phone. They want it now. And what has happened is the cell phone, to me, has replaced friendships. Now, they want to text people whom they think they like, but their cell phone seems to have become their best friend. And it's an electronic device. It's not a person. I can't imagine what a childhood would be like today. I used to love to, right after school, and I'd go over to my friend Pete's house, my boyfriend Pete's house, and we built go-karts. He had his, I built mine. They're made out of wood, and we had, you know, we engineered our own steering system, our own drive system, and our own bearings and wheels, and you know, we used to ride them around on the street, you know, in a lightly populated area. We didn't ride around the city streets. But we used to love doing that. You know, he would make his better, I'd make mine better, and, you know, we would learn and improve. And this is without our parents doing it for us. We did this ourselves. But does that happen today? Do young children have the desire to learn about internal combustion engines, leverage, friction, gears, pulleys, ratios, traction? Are we interested in that anymore? Rick, I don't think people have hobbies anymore.
Yeah.
Do you? Do you?
Yeah,
do you?
I have hobbies.
Well, do young people have hobbies?
I don't know.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in flight back to the United States ahead of schedule after his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ends without the two leaders reaching a deal to end the North's nuclear weapons program. The president saying as he leaves Vietnam,
basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that.
Economic growth in the United States in the fourth quarter of 2018 coming in better than expected. The Commerce Department says the GDP rose 2.6%. Analysts were expecting to see growth of 2.2% for the last 3 months of 2018. Meanwhile, more Americans are filing for unemployment benefits as the Labor Department says there were 225,000 first-time claims last week, up from 216,000 the previous week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Keep it. God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, you and I got an email that I think some of the information is accurate about. Let me tell you what I think is accurate. The email to me came as a project inquiry form on USA Prepares. They came from a person whose name is Joe Blow. I believe that's correct. He spells it J-O space B-L-O. I think that must really be his name. His general location in the United States is Locust. And I believe that's correct. I believe he is a locust. His email address is jb@gmail.com. I believe that's correct, too. The project category that he mentioned is security. I believe that's correct. Then he says, email subject, the paranoid professor. Now, that's where I don't think it's correct. I don't think the professor is paranoid. The paranoid professor, comma, Richard Allen Miller made the statement, I'm smarter than anyone I know on USA Prepare Show, February 14th, 2019, at 44 minutes, 50 seconds. And then the YouTube link. Well, Richard Allen Miller is really, really smart. And he probably is smarter than most people he knows. And then, so at that part, I think he's incorrect by saying, well, he's correct in saying that that's what happened. But then he said Vincent Finelli is just as guilty. Just as guilty for what? Vincent Finelli is just as guilty for not calling him on this motto. I got to read this again. Vincent Finelli is just as guilty for not calling him on this, as his motto is honesty and integrity. Yeah, that is my motto. Actually, it's above all honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. That is my motto. And what am I supposed to call Richard Allen Miller out on? Him saying that he's smarter than anyone he knows? Well, he really is smart. So what am I supposed to say? I don't know. This guy, Joe Blow, another detractor. But I got to tell you, I really enjoy the detractor. So please keep it up. It brightens my day when I get a chance to see how many people are stupid. I enjoy it. I haven't seen as many provocateurs trashing us as we used to have, and I kind of miss it. Rick, I really enjoy seeing why our country is going down the drain because of stupid people like this guy who claims his name is Joe Blow.
Well, in his defense, he is, in a sense, correct, and I shouldn't be saying things like that. Of course, it's out of context, and if you go back and see why I said that, it had to do with military and my working with military as a civilian, and do I want to report to somebody on a technical level that is not as smart as me? And it, this age in my life, I don't believe that I need to do that anymore. I do not need to report to somebody in the military that is dumber than me. And knowing what I know, if they want to use me, I do it maritime law. I've earned my stripes, if you will. And the government, as it is today, is an embarrassment for me. I'm watching the Democratic Party and the splits in the different kinds of Democrats that are going on. And do you want to be serving somebody like that? No, I won't. And I'll say so up front. Now, that means I shouldn't say what I'm saying. I need to rephrase it. And in a manner that is even taken out of context. Is not, because I don't mean to brag, that is nothing where I'm coming from at all. There are many different kinds of intelligences. And I'm one kind, I'm blessed, but I see other people that are way more emotionally aware than I am. Sensitive, awareness of group people. As a nerd, I'm not as familiar with those awarenesses. And I work in a laboratory, and I do what I do, and I make my own breakthroughs. But there are many different kinds of intelligence, and I know the difference. And so I'm in awe of a lot of things, but not working for somebody that is not as smart as me in my field. That's why they hire me to do that, but I'm not going to do things their way because they want me to. And that's that. I've got a comment about that. Yeah, I might have at age 40. At age 75, I've done my dues. I don't need to do that anymore, and I'll go do what I want to do.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. And here's something that I say when we introduce new instructors here at USA Prepares. I say something akin to this. For those of you new to the class, there are over 200 of us here at USA Prepares, experts in various areas. All of us are innovators. We are dentists, medical doctors, broadcasters, CEOs, surgeons, engineers, researchers, physicists, farmers, and inventors. And we're students rising to become instructors. None of us is capable of holding down a job. And what I mean by that is, for anyone who has thought about it, we are individuals who think differently. We think way outside the box. We think of better, faster, smarter ways of doing things. We look at the people who are in positions of alleged authority, our supervisors, and we go, how did that guy get so far on so little, make so much, and stay so long? How did that happen? How did that guy become the supervisor, the manager, the executive, the administrator, the boss? How did that happen? Because he's not very smart. And why would I want to take direction from a guy who knows less about what we're doing than I do? Why? Why would I want to do that? I don't want to do that. And that is who we are here at USA Prepares. So this guy, Joe Blow, obviously is not one of us. And you mentioned government. Rick, Milton Friedman was a renowned economist, very well known. And he said, quote, if you put the federal government in charge of the Sahara Desert, in 5 years, there would be a shortage of sand, end quote.
I know.
Now, I think he's on to something. And, you know, we've said the government corporation can't get anything right. Nothing. And you
well,
look
there may
at
be
this,
some agendas involved here. Secret agendas. That's the problem. You know, it used to be, when I saw things, you know, both the Democrats and the Republicans wanted the same thing for America. They just wanted to do it differently.
Yeah,
but that's
yeah.
not true anymore.
That's right.
And that's not true anymore, and it's scary.
I was looking on the Internet, and I'm trying to think, why does Pelosi and Chuckles Schumer, why are they against the wall? What is this all about? Well, if you do some research, you might find out that their campaigns, their political campaigns, have received money in contributions from major drug operations south of the border. Check it out. You'll probably find the same thing that I found out. So a wall would be a real problem for the drug trade that contributions have been made from for Chuckles Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and others. How about that? How about Colleen North?
Yeah, the Clinton Foundation has already been shown to be involved with the drug cartels. That one came out yesterday. And I'm watching the news. It's unbelievable. I had no idea. You know, I'm a nerd. I'm not that smart in political areas. I mostly hang out in nerd areas. And it just amazes me what I'm seeing revealed every day today. Mm-hmm. It's kind of scary for someone like me to realize that these kinds of people have been put into a position of power that, you know, dictates what my rights.
Well, here's a quote from Joseph Stalin. Ideas are more powerful than guns. We would not let our enemies have guns. Why should we let them have ideas? Now, if you think about that, let me say it again. Ideas are more powerful than guns. We would not let our enemies have guns. Why should we let them have ideas? Let's think about that. What's happening with our educational system? Do you think they're fostering ideas? Do you think they're fostering innovation? Do you think they're teaching our young people how to be creative? Do you think they're fostering innovation in the public training camp? Or are you seeing that the young people are being dependent on devices that can add, subtract, multiply, divide, and find distances for them because, heck, they don't need to learn how to estimate? One of the things that I learned when I was in elementary school was how to estimate. That's a really important thing to learn how to do. Not only can you figure out how far it is between here and there, or how about if you look at something and you say, well, I think I'll pick that up and move it over there. Well, estimation is important in that, because how far is it over there, and how much do you think that thing weighs that you're looking at? You can estimate the weight, and you go, you know what, I don't think I can move it. I think it weighs 500 pounds. But we've lost that ability, because we're not being trained in how to do it. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, one of the things I despise is people who spy on people. You know, I'm thinking about the king of spies, the undisputed king of spies, the tool of the CIA and NSA, Mark Zuckerberg and his organization, as well as Google. Well, American Airlines and Delta Airlines have deployed screens in the seatbacks. Now, I've read this article, and I actually know of someone who just flew in the last couple of weeks, and a call came in that said they've got screens on the seatbacks of airplanes, and they have cameras in them. Now, think about this. So here's the article. It says, Daily Mail, Eye in the Sky. American Airlines, United, and Delta have tiny cameras installed on some of their seatback screens, but they insist they'll be used for video conferencing and are not yet active. American Airlines, United Airlines, and Delta seatback entertainment screens have cameras embedded in them. The cameras are a standard feature on many in-flight entertainment systems used by multiple airlines. Manufacturers of these systems have included cameras for possible future uses. Possible future uses such as seat-to-seat video conferencing. Let me say that a different way. Manufacturers of those systems have included cameras for possible future uses such as seat-to-seat video conferencing. Rick, we are now flying in airplanes with cameras that look at our crotches. Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know what to say about that. This is over the edge.
It is over the edge.
Yeah,
it's over the edge. It's outrageous. And so what are people going to do? Well, don't fly. Don't fly. Really. I know an employee of a company, and they said, hey, we've got a meeting coming up, and you're going to have to fly to, you know, from one coast to the center part of the country. They said, okay, you're going to be flying, and you've got this meeting to go to. And this employee said, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not going. I don't see a need to go. I'm not going. So this young person said, you know, there's all kinds of risks flying. You know, of course, the plane can fall out of the air. That's one. But other risks are the scanners, the X-radiation scanners, the particulates, the radioactive air, the chemicals in the sky that are being sprayed all over by the planes in front of the passenger planes. Why would anybody want to fly unless you absolutely have to? Have I lost my mind, Rick?
Well, yeah and no. The whole concept of privacy is now the major issue in China. And China is an example of what's going on today, where they will have a picture of you on an LED screen in public breaking the law. Let's say jaywalking. And they will post that for public scrutiny as a way of deterring you from breaking the law. How do you feel about that? How would you feel if all of a sudden, you know, I'm going to the post office, and instead of going over to the light, I cut across the street? Well, I've done that for 40 years. That's this, well, 36 years at this post office. And the town is getting larger, so there's probably, at some point, not yet, a need to watch the light. But this is crazy.
Well, my reaction is it depends. You know, if there's nobody there, nobody there.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's
right.
That's one thing. If it's congested and walking out, you know, in the middle of the block, someone's going to slam on the brakes, and there's going to be a chain reaction, and there's going to be a multiple vehicle calamity. Well, that doesn't, you know, that's not the right thing to do. We're talking about responsibility, individual responsibility. That's what we're talking about. Rick, when we come back, let's talk a little bit about science. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, richardallenmiller.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.